对不起啊。好，今天我们看创世纪第九章，我们先来读一节圣经，从第八节读到第十七节，这是挪亚之约，这是圣经当中的第一个神跟人所立的约 ，the first covenant。啊，当然有些人说，在这之前呢，神跟亚当也有算立约，但是这里是很明显的一个约。圣经总共有五个约，最主要的明显五个约，挪亚之约是第一个约。There are five covenant altogether in the Bible. This is the first one. Obviously, it's extremely important. Let's go through it. 我们从第八节一直念到第十七节，来念中文。神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说。
我和你们和你们的后裔立约，并与你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。我与你们立约，凡有血肉的，不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁灭地了。神说，我与你们并你们这里的各样活物所立的永约是有记号的。我把虹放在云彩中，这就可做我与地立约的记号了。我使云彩盖地的时候，必有虹现在云彩中，我便纪念我与你们和你们那的血肉活物所立的约。水就不再泛滥毁坏一切有血肉的物了，虹必现在云彩中，我看见就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的永约。神对挪亚说，这就是我以地上一切有血肉之物立约的记号。
好， That's the contents of the Noahic covenant. 我们一起来看看这个约里头到底是什么内容。等会我有一些问题， I have serious question to ask you later on. 我们再来思想。我们先来问，这个约是谁跟谁立的？ Which two parties within this covenant?Between whom and whom? God and whom?
God
and his son.
God and
man.
Man only? 一切活物 All the creatures, all the animals included. That's one of the uniqueness of this covenant. It's not just between God and man, and all the creatures on earth. 神跟所有地上一切的活物所立的约。好，这是圣经里头其他四个约都是神跟人所立的约。 All the other four are between God and man. Only this one with all the creatures and men also. Why? 为什么？为什么神在这里要跟人立约呢？ Why did God want to establish a covenant with us? And why now? Why this timing? 你们觉得呢？这是在什么时候神给我们所立的约？啊
？After flood.
After flood.
It's a new beginning.
It's a new beginning. 还有什么？
还有挪亚献祭，当神闻到那馨香之气，他就可能就是心存怜悯吧。
心存怜悯。Sheila is referring to chapter 8, verse 21.你们还有什么想法？ Do you know what covenant is? 你们知道约是什么吗？ It's a promise? Contract? Then why doesn't it call contract? Contract is even more popular, right? 为什么不叫 contract? 为什么叫约？有谁知道？ What is covenant?What's the importance of covenant? What's the covenant? This is the first time God established covenant with us and all the creatures. What's covenant? What's the definition? 在哪里？Do you go to a person and say, hey, let's establish a covenant? We never heard of that, right? We rarely, rarely heard of that. Covenant is a particular, it's a bonding agreement between God and human in particular. That's how important it is. Covenant is the most bonded relationship you can ask for. That's what covenant is about. It's the most bonded, 最紧密的一个关系的一种关系。神跟人立约，神自己主动的给我们这 covenant。 为什么在这个时候呢？这个时候有什么？这个时候是挪亚一家刚从船里头跑出来，对不对？你想，全世界的人都被灭了， everyone die except for family of eight. What do you think they would think?
Fear,
scare. There is a background to this covenant. 这个约呢，对挪亚一家有他的帮助，有他的独特性。但是呢，这个约是单单只跟挪亚一家立所立的吗？跟所有的人。所以这
而且跟地也，
跟地也是
地约，因为他神咒诅过这个地，
是，
所以那个该隐拿出地出产的东西向神，神不喜悦，地已经受苦受了咒诅，用洪水把地清净。所以以后地出产的东西神可以约纳，这个很重要。
If you want to describe this covenant, 如果你来描写这个约，你要用哪一节圣经？人家问说，哎，钟丽亚，挪亚之约到底在讲什么？ What would you tell them if people ask you, hey, you went to Sunday school, right? Could you tell me what's Noah covenant about? How would you tell them in one sentence?好了，请 verse 11，我们来读第十一节，这是整个约的内容，就在第十一节 verse 11，我们来读。我与你们立约，凡有血肉的，不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁坏地了。明白了吗？两个突在，不在，一个是不再被洪水灭绝，一个什么？不再被洪水什么 ？Never again. The two never again to this sentence.Never again what? Never again will all life be cut off by waters of a flood. And never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. That's the content of this covenant. Two never again. And God told whom? 神告诉谁？好，这是整个约的内容哈。两个不在 ，two more never again，two never again。来，李红来这坐。two never again。好，这个约有什么记号没有？
有。
记号是什么 ？What's the sign of this covenant? Have you ever seen rainbows before? Every one of us, right? But when is the first time you associate rainbow with Noahic covenant?Let's be honest. Today?
Here.
Here. When is the first time? You really associate, when you look at rainbow, when you were a child, you look at rainbow and say, oh, this is God. Established Noah covenant with Noah and us. Did you say that? No. When is the first time you associate rainbow? 什么时候你第一次看到彩虹，你就知道说，哦，这是神跟我们所立的约。你什么时候知道？还记得吗？还记得吗？你们是号包，你们看到彩虹后，你们都有这个想法吗？
No.
有吗？于师母有哈。
我站在彩虹中间。
Amen. 我希望 next time when we see rainbows, let's associate rainbow with what? Genesis chapter 1, chapter 9. We may not do that before, but.我希望我们呢以后来看是看挪亚之约，人家在问你 ，If people are ever ask you again， 哎，杨克，挪亚之约是什么？你怎么跟他讲 ？Genesis chapter 9 verse 11。Let's remember the two never again， right？ 不再，两个不再，不再什么？所有血肉不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水什么毁坏地了。我希望我们大家以后看这个彩虹之约就知道不一样。And important, this is the first covenant. 好 ，let's think about it. 这个 covenant 怎么来的？ How does this covenant come along? How would you tell somebody an idea? What's the process? You want to tell somebody something. Where did I begin? Where did I begin? From what? From my mind, right? From my thoughts. I think about something. And then I make a decision. I want to tell him or not.Let's think about how this covenant comes from. Let's read Genesis chapter 8, verse 21, verse 20 to 22. 好不好？我们来读创世纪第八章第二十节到二十二节。来，一起来念。挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，那各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，也不再按我才行的灭各种的活物。地还存留的时候，架设寒暑，冬夏昼夜就永不停息。 Does verse 21 sounds familiar to you? Does it sound familiar to you, Tim? To what?Exactly. So you think, when this covenant begin? When guys, this is how does this say, right? The Lord smelled a pleasing aroma and said in his heart. So when do you think the covenant begin? Begin from God's heart. God think about it himself. He already made that decisions.Did he tell people yet? Did he tell anyone yet? No. At that time?
No.
Isn't this the process we do all things? Mm-hmm. We think about something first. Think about giving Linda a bonus first. And look at the budget. And then he decided to choose Monday to tell her. This is how all the process begin. From what? From your mind, from your thoughts, from your heart, right?That's how this covenant come from. It all come from what? Noah built an altar to the Lord. And God talking to himself. Never again will I curse the ground. And never again will I destroy all the living creatures. So you see the process. God thought about it himself. 好，神自己先在心里头想，想这个缘，很奇妙的一件事情。Very few places in the Bible, God revealed his thinking process to us. 几乎在圣经当中很少我们看到一处的地方神是怎么样开始的他的思想。This is one of them. Many, many places we all know, God just tell you, hey, what you should do? You should do this, you should do this. They never tell us the process. 这是第一次神让我们看到他是先在什么？先在他心里头想。How similar to what we do things, right? 很像，跟我们做事情是不是很像？非常像。我们是照着神的形象照的。We are made, by God's likeness. That's how the thinking process goes by. God think about this covenant himself first. 神先自己想这个约。我们再来看第九章的第一节到第七节。Let's continue to chapter 9.Verse 1 to verse 8, verse 7. 第几章第一节，神啊，想到自己约之后，他接下来他怎么告诉挪亚他们呢？神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子们，对他们说什么？你们要什么？生养众多，遍满地面。Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. God thought about the covenant himself first. Did he tell the covenant to them yet? Not yet, right?In chapter 9, Genesis, he hasn't told them the covenant yet. What did God tell Noah and his sons? 子平，
他对他们说：“你们要生养众多，遍满了地。”
哎，你再读第七节好不好 ？Continue to verse 7.
你们要生养众多，在地上昌盛繁茂。
Do you see the similarity between verse 1 and verse 7?第一节跟第七节一样不一样，师母，一样的哈。你们要什么？生养众多，遍满地面。What's the task? What's the mission God gave to Noah and his sons? Be fruitful and increase in number. And fill the earth. Do you think we fill the earth now? Do you think we fill the earth compared to 200 years ago? Let's think about this. Compared to 200 years ago, do you think we fill the earth now?
More than plenty.
Who's doing the best job? 谁做的最好就是咱们中国人哈 ，Chinese。Indians catching up.
No, Mexican.
Mexican. Regardless of your Christian or not, everyone, willingly or unwillingly, we are going by the rule of God. Remember that. Be fruitful and multiply to fill the earth. If you think about this, only now, only today, we can see we are filling the earth. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, there's no America. There's no people here. So you think about the timing, the time we are living today. We are living in the critical eras. We are coming with something now. We are seeing the fulfillment of God's covenant with Noah. Only today, how lucky we are. Think about people living 200 years ago. When I read this verse, what do I think? Hey, we haven't done this yet. No, no, any covenant, even the first covenant. It's not there yet, only today. Think about it. 我们今天的时候是多么的奇妙。只有今天我们才看到什么？刚刚海虹说的，今天才看到什么？ She believes more than enough. 我们今天看，我们真的是遍满地面。我们遍满地面。好。我们怎么样才能够遍满地面呢？ How can we do the job God tell us to do? That's where verse 2 and verse 6 come along. God also tell us how to do it. Do not kill each other. Right? Do not kill each other. At the same time, he give us the animals to what? To enjoy. Why?上个礼拜那个陈丽问我说，哎，为什么开始可以吃动物啊？动物为什么会怕我们啊？哦，如果你仔细思想的话，哦，verse 22 of chapter 8, 第八章的二十二节，在那时候什么地还存留的时候， as long as the earth endures, seeding and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, never cease. Only after the flood, some people believe, we begin to have season.We begin to have summer and cold. Before the flood, maybe it's a constant temperature, sitting at 22 degrees or whatever you like, 72 Fahrenheit. But after the flood, we start having seasons. We may need some nutrition. We may need some food. That's all part of the God's purpose. You think about this, all these verses come together to fulfill God's what?God's mission to us. That's how we do it. So we see the, in verse 20 to 22 in chapter 8, God thought about the covenant himself, but he didn't stop there. In verse 1 to 7, chapter 9, God started telling them, 神开始告诉他们你们要怎么去做。Only in verse 8,在第八节的时候，第九章第八，神才告诉挪亚他的什么？他的 covenant。我们看到段与段之间的联系。We see the relationship between paragraphs, don't we? 我们先看到神的意念。First, we thought God's thought, right? At the end of chapter 8. And then at the beginning of chapter 9, 在第九章的开始，我们看到神的什么 ?instructions.But that's still not enough. God may be a little bit afraid that this man may not be able to do the job. They might fear. 在第八节开始一直到十七节，神就告诉我们什么？他的约。He established the covenant. You see the movement between paragraphs. 神在这时候才把他的约告诉我们。神在这时候，你们知道神真的是用心良苦。 神真的用心良苦。That's the first covenant between God and us, between God and us. And we know covenant is the most bounded relationships. And let's think about what's this covenant about. Other than the context in verse 11, right? Never again I will destroy all creatures. Never again I will destroy the ground, right? Other than that, what's the uniqueness of the covenant? Is it one-sided or two-sided? It's between two sides, right? But it's God proactively give to us, right? Did he require us to do anything?
Yes.
Nothing. He just give that covenant to us. 好，神直接把这约给我们，这是单方。我们来思想这个约还有什么特点？ Is it the covenant is good for 100 years? Not Hong Kong, right? We rented to British government, right? For what? 99 years. How long is this covenant last? Forever and ever. Forever. Forever. That's any conditions? No. Is there any sun? Sun. 有没有? Rainbow is the sun. This is how we know about the covenant of Noah. Let's do a little bit summary. What's about Noahic covenant? Between God and whom?
All living
creatures. What's the content? 神不再灭什么?
Destroy.
还有这个约什么特点？有没有时间限制？ Forever. Does that mean it still applies today?
Yes.
Still applies today. Do you see the fulfillment? Multiple. There are a lot of men. I see men. I see dead people everywhere. remember that movie? You see a lot of people, right? What's the uniqueness about this covenant? Unconditionally, God gave to us. And this covenant applied to the following four covenants too. I told you there are five major covenants in the Bible. 在圣经里头主要有五个约，大家知道哪五个约吗？挪亚之约，第二个约是什么？ Before 摩西是谁？ Abraham. That's the second covenant God established with human. Between God and Abraham. What's the third covenant? God and Moses. Part of his Ten Commandments. Did you guys watch movie last night? There's Ten Commandments on ABC. Every Eve of Easter, I guess. Passover. That's the third covenant. What's the fourth one? God, who is David? David fan?
King of David.
Do you know who David is, Tim?
King David.
King David is second king of Israel. God also established a covenant with King David. His nation will be forever and ever. And what's the fifth covenant? What's the fifth covenant? The new covenant, the whole New Testament between Jesus and us, Jesus' blood. 第五个约是什么？主耶稣跟我们所立的约，就是新约。你们觉得这几个约有没有关联？Are there any relationship among all these covenants? Do we still need the previous covenant? Once we have Jesus' covenant with us, we don't need anything anymore. That's how important it is. It includes all four covenants previously. That's how important Jesus' covenant. We'll come back to Jesus' covenant, New Testament covenant, later on. Let's proceed to finish this chapter 9. 我们把第九章读完，我们再回来思想这个约之间的关系，好不好？第九章我们从第十八节把它读到二十九节。From verse 18 to 29, 我们把它读完，一起来念，来。 出方舟，挪亚的儿子就是闪、含、雅弗，还是迦南的父亲。这是挪亚的三个儿子，他们的后裔分散在全地。挪亚做起农夫来，栽了一个葡萄园。他喝了园中的酒，便醉了，在帐篷里赤着身子。迦南的父亲含看见他父亲赤身，就到外边告诉他两个弟兄。于是闪和雅弗拿件衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进去，给他父亲盖上。他们背着脸，就看不见父亲的赤身。挪亚醒了酒，
知道了儿子向他所做的事，就说：迦南的当受咒诅，必须给他受咒诅。
做奴仆的奴仆，又说：耶和华闪的神是应当称颂的，愿迦南做闪的奴仆。神使雅弗扩张，使他住在闪的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的奴仆。洪水之后，挪亚又活了350年。挪亚共活了950岁，就是950 years。哇 ！What does this story tell us? It seems it's changing topic here, right? Did you feel the theme? It's a little bit different. This is the end of the story of Noah. The last story in the Bible about Noah. Let's think about what does God want to tell us here. When Moses writes Genesis, why does he include this story here at the end of Noah's story? Let's think about how many sons does Noah have?
Three.
What are their names?
Shem,
Ham, Yafu. Shem, Ham, and what? Jephthah. How do you say that? Huh? Japheth? Japheth? Norman, how do you say that? Japheth? Oh. Three sons belong to Noah, right? He has three sons. 然后他三个儿子呢，后裔要分散在全地。We think the theme is changing. 我们看到整个主题在改变，有没有？What's this one to tell us? How is this related? Let's read verse 19 again. What does verse 19 say? These were the three sons of Noah, and from them came the people who were scattered what? Over the earth. Is this related to the last paragraph? 这跟前面有没有关系？This is the beginning of what? The spreading, the scattering, right? That's the beginning. God wasted no time. People are starting to do it, right? They start to spread. These three sons, no, you don't live together. Spread around. Go apart, right? They start to scatter over the earth. That's the related portion is. But then what is this story trying to tell us? Do you think this story is kind of strange? Noah is like a hero. And this seems like a very private matter. Why does God want to reveal? Did he commit any crime here? 他有没有做什么错呢？
有。
挪亚。
我不知道。
Who is to blame here? Who is to blame here?
For what?
Who is to blame here? What's this story about?
That's the bad thing
about that was, you know, getting drunk probably wasn't, I'm just not sure what the significance of that, but it doesn't say it's bad. But what do you think the story wanted to tell us? 你觉得这故事要告诉我们什么呢？See, when they tell the three sons, right, did you notice the difference here? When they tell Ham, right, they say it's whose father?
Canaan.
See, for every other two sons, just 只讲到什么闪跟雅弗，对不对？ Only mention Shem and what? Japheth. But for Ham, he mentions whose father is that? Canaan. And God said what? Verse 25. 神说什么？迦南当受咒诅，必给他弟兄做奴仆。Did迦南 do anything wrong? Is God unfair? Because his father did something not good and blame his son? Is that the logic? Does it make sense, Tao Leng?
That was my question.
That's good. She's very smart. Any answers? 你们读到这以前有没有解释? How do you explain this? His father did something not quite good, right? And then God seems to get mad at his son. And he has many sons, right? If we, let's continue, let's read chapter 10, verse 6. 我们来看第十章第六节。我们来看韩有多少小孩，为什么只是 blame 这个迦南、哦、我们来读啊。韩的儿子是古实、麦西、弗、迦南。为什么只单单是 blame 迦南呢？有什么想法？其他什么想法？你们以前都读过创世纪吗？You all read Genesis more than once, right? Did you ever ask that questions?
We read
it
so quickly. We don't have time to have a chance to ask.
这人是越来越聪明了。这怎么去理解这？陈丽也懂吗？
Maybe Canaan saw it first and then tell the father, and then the father tells the fathers never do anything.
That could be a puzzle. This is actually is very difficult to interpret it. There's nothing wrong with this Canaan, this guy. He's a poor boy. Right? Nothing wrong with him. And why is Canaan's father? We have to think about what is Bible. When Bible is written, who was the first audience of the Bible? Who was the first audience of the Bible?Who was first reader of the Bible? 谁是当摩西把摩西五经写出来 When Moses wrote 摩西五经的时候他先给谁写的 Jewish Right? He wrote for Jewish people Where were they at that time? Where were they at that time? They're in Canaan already?
No,
they're out of Egypt, right? Are they into Canaan yet?Where are they? Between? Between Canaan and Egypt, right? So where were they? Desert, right? They are about to do what? They are about to go into the land occupied by Canaan. And that's why. This is more than the reason. This is not a reason why God cursed Canaan. It's more a prophecy.This is prophecy. And this prophecy is extremely, extremely helpful to people in the desert, to Jewish people. 这个预言对以色列的百姓在旷野非常重要。当他们要进去，要去克服迦南地的时候，我们才明白神为什么要把迦南的人灭绝掉，神为什么要把他们赶出去，把这地什么，给以色列的百姓。是有原因的。It's all related. The Bible is for them, people first, and then for us. So this is more like prophecy. 神为什么好像是在这边 curse 迦南，但是实际上呢，这是个预言。你们还有没有别的想法？如果有更好的想法，来告诉我。那么呢，这个目的为什么要提到迦南？ The sole purpose of mentioning Canaan.Is because they are about to go into their land. Don't afraid of them. Take the land away from them. They are the curse. Why are they cursed? It's not we want to talk about in this class. We can go about it in some other times. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. And 还有一节圣经值得我们去提哈。神说他是谁的神呢？ Verse 26. 我们一起来念来。又说耶和华闪的神是应当称颂的便迦南做闪的奴仆 愿神使雅弗扩张，使他住在闪的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的奴仆。你有没有看到闪跟雅弗他们做同样一件事情？有没有？二十三节闪跟雅弗做同样的事情，为什么神这里好像是 preference again？ Right? Shem and Japheth, they did the same thing. They covered their father's body with a cloth, with respect. But why did God prefer again?God prefer whom? Shem and over whom? Yafu, Jeffrey, why? 你们觉得？啊？ Is that why? Oh, that's because Jewish people are from Shem. Because later on, 最后面大家记得神跟亚伯兰说什么？神是谁的神？亚伯拉罕的神，神是什么？以撒的神，神是什么？雅各的神。It's the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Abraham are from Shem. This is our prophecy. 所以明白了，神不是 preference， 在这边是告诉我们，你们不一样，你们是神的选民，啊，你们要进去征服这地。This is how we come back about all these verses, and we see all.The family of Noah start to scattering around to fulfill God's mission. Pop in multiple. 好，我们来回到说那个约的关系。我们来看到那几个约的关系。我们知道最后一个约是什么？新约。我们知道 covenant. What's the motivation of God's covenant? 神为什么要跟人立约啊？你觉得？ It's all of what?
Love.
All of what?
Love.
All of love.Very good. It's out of love. There is a motivation behind everything. You agree? You don't do something for no motivation at all. Why do you want to give people bonus? Ask them to work harder, right? To contribute even more. That's one way, right? Looking forward. The other way, looking back, is they deserve it, right? Well, there's a motivation to everything.Right? 每一件事情都有他的动机，对不对？神这里为什么要给我们立约呢？他的动机是什么？高中华，你觉得他动机是什么？
我还没有看，我是新人。
神的动机是出于爱 ，He loves us. Let's think about it. 当你爱一个人的时候。当你很爱一个人的时候 When you love someone Do you think it's likely You speak out something Forever and ever I will love you It's very likely, right? When you really truly love someone Even though you may not do it You cannot do it Let alone you meet someone else Right? But when you truly, truly love someone Are we likely to say that? It's all out of love But God is different God is not humanWhen he says something, he's going to fulfill it. 神跟人不一样。当我们真的爱一个人，我们会讲出这种出来。神真的是爱我们，才讲出什么这个约出来。但唯一跟人不一样，人也爱我们人爱人的时候也容易讲出这种话，对不对？但是我们会变，对不对？变很多哎。你知道在北京 divorce rate 是三分之一哎。In Beijing city alone, capital of China.Divorce rate is what? 33%. No worse than America. We're catching up. Do you think they love each other when they get married? They do. But God is different. 所以我们看神为什么要跟我们立约呢？真是 out of love. Every covenant God established with us are all out of love. Each one of them. And let's remember, what's the last covenant?Jesus came. He loved us so much, what? He gave his own life for us. Let's turn to John, Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. This is the highlight of the covenant God established with us. 约翰福音三章十六节。Gospel of John, 3:16.Norman, would you please read for us in English? Yeah, 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whomever believes in him shall not perish and have eternal life.
For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. 神爱世人，一起来念来。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。This is the last covenant God established with us. Is it out of love? God loved us so much. He gave what? His one and only Son to us. So when the last covenant comes, when Jesus came, he ends all the covenants previously. That's how significant the new covenant is. That's how significant Jesus came for us. 新约来了，旧约就不再有了。神用自己的生命跟我们立约，没有什么爱比主耶稣爱我们更爱的。你们会爱一个人，爱的甚至什么，将自己生命献上吗？ Hardly you see that for all people. 所以我们看这之间一个约 one covenant more than the other one， 一个约胜过另外一个，最后的新约 the highlight of the covenant is Jesus came。 我们来打开路加福音，路加福音22章， Gospel Luke 22nd第19-21节。我们还记得吗？每个月神都跟我们有个记号，对不对？ There's a sign to Noahic covenant, right? What's that sign? Rainbow, right? So what's the new covenant sign? Jesus established with us. 我们来读哈，22章第十九二十节，19-20节，我们一起来念，来。又拿起饼来，祝谢了，掰开，递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。”有没有看到？这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为什么？你们流出来的。This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Who are you? Who are this you? For every one of us. For every one of us. This morning, as we partake the cup and the bread, we are renewing the covenant with God, with Jesus Christ. What's the sign of new covenant? Jesus' blood. He shed for us on the cross.这是约的高潮，所以我们看一个约都是出于爱。All the love, God established new covenant with us. The ultimate covenant is Jesus came. He using his own body, his blood, to establish this covenant for us. How lucky we are. Let's turn to Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 8. What a coincidence. We are talking about the covenant today on Easter. 我们今天真的很有福气哈，刚好在复活节来看到神给我们立约，最高的约就是神给我们立约，就是主耶稣来。我们看希伯来书第八章，我们来读几节圣经就好。第七节，我要给你们一些观念哈。I'm not going to do much interpretation here. Just want to go through a few verses, so you get a hand on it. You get some understanding. Let's 读第八章第七节，一直读到第八节，一起来练来。那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
所以如此是日子将到，我要与以色列的百姓和犹太家另立新约。 Let's continue to verse 13。 既说新约，就以前约为旧了，但那渐渐衰旧，就必快为无有。我们再来读几节圣经哈，再来读第九章第十节。Chapter 9，第二十节，对不起。来，这血就是谁与你们立约的凭据。That's the sign of the new covenant. It's a blood.Now we all know the covenant is all the motivation of God. 神给我们立约都是出于什么？他爱我们。那跟我们什么关系？ What's covenant concerning us? 立约，每个约跟我们的关系在哪里？ Concerning us what? It's concerning our life. All the covenants is concerning our life. When God established covenant with Noah, Never again I will destroy it, right? It's about life, right? It's about life. When God established covenant with Moses, it's also about life. You should follow my commands. You should live. Disobey my command, you wouldn't live. It's about life too. When God established new covenant with us, 当神用耶稣基督来跟我们立约，也是关于什么？我们的什么？生命。It's also concerning about our life. Now it's up to us, up to you and me. Do you want to accept God's covenant? Unconditionally, forever and ever, out of love, to give you life. Do you want to accept it? We all did this morning, right? And let's pray about it.Let's wish more people can have this covenant with God through us. 我们呢，神给我们立约，目的是要什么？给我们新的生命。神跟挪亚立约一开始只是一个预表，最重要、最终真实的实体的约是什么？主耶稣来给我们立约。前面的都是什么？一些 foreshadows。什么叫 foreshadow? Do you know what foreshadow is? 前面的影子。影子在前面的 For all the other four covenants in the Old Testament are all four shadows of the new covenants. They are just a shadow. They are not a true body. The true covenant God intended to give us is the new covenant. Jesus died himself. That's how God loves us. 好，我们今天就讲到这里。大家有什么问题？好像英文比中文多哈。70-30 Norman, you understand better today? Because of Tim? More people helps. Be fruitful and multiple. 还有什么问题？没有的话，我们下个礼拜呢，我们继续看那个第十章、第十一章。那么再下个礼拜读第十二章，再下个礼拜我会讲到。那么讲到的话，我会用第十三章。The end of the month, I will preach. I will use chapter 13. 都是 because of you. I love you so much. 所以我的 schedule 是讲到的那一章，我会讲十三章。So be there. 来，回来我们这里讲十四章。Pray for me too, 好不好？那我们做祷告。天母就 pray for us.In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. Amen. 好，谢谢。
Thank you.